7 o'clock here on 96.5 The Fan. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you on Fesco and Dusty. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Your home for fantasy football on Sunday at 9 o'clock with Mac Morey. Your home for Vern's On Deck show starting tonight at 6 as they take on the Twins. Your home for the Chiefs and Cardinals game on Saturday here on 96.5 The Fan starting at 7 o'clock. Your home for all things Travis Kelce yesterday. Thanks again for everyone that joined on that show and had a good time listening. But Mac, we are 29 days away. I remember we were 99 days away, and it felt like yesterday.
Yeah, it did. Like 70 days ago, right?
About a 40% chance you were right.
Yeah. That was like the middle of June. No, I mean, that was like probably back in May, right around the Memorial Day holiday.
Great math. Great job.
Right? Eight. What was it? 70 to eight.
Yep.
So yeah, we were right about the Memorial Day holiday. Yeah.
I've gone cross-eyed.
Yeah, it sounds like Binkley's Travis Kelce stats yesterday. Max,
you show about that. Travis Kelce, when he has his mustache in preseason, actually averaged 5.9 yards per game, Mac. If he doesn't have his mustache, his full beard, he actually averages 13.5.
29 days, Eric Berry days. What are you watching for this game on Saturday, and how long are you in?
In until the starters get removed, like until I start seeing people I don't know.
So you're
on
out
the
at
field.
7:30.
Probably. Oh, yeah. Do you think that long?
Yeah.
When's the game start?
Seven.
Okay.
On 96.5 The Fan.
You think 30 minutes? I guess by the time, you know, they welcome to Arizona. Commercial back at 7:02.
We'll have a drive. They'll have a drive. And then by then it'll be like 7:20.
Yeah.
Because you'll be already into the game because at 4:20 you'll be in the garage.
So 7:20.
20 minutes.
20 minutes? Okay.
About 40% chance.
Yeah, about 40% chance I'm out after the first couple. Like, there's no reason to watch
that
stuff.
Not even background noise?
Depends on what's going on.
Like, are you doing anything tonight?
Tonight, maybe.
Or tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yeah. I don't think so. It may be on. Yeah, it may be on. I don't know. We may switch over to baseball or something like that. But these, like, I was watching some of the preseason last night. I actually switched over to CFL football because that was more entertaining than the preseason games last night. The crowd just doesn't. Like, it's boring watching these preseason.
Should have watched Let's Make a Deal with Elizabeth Banks.
Oh, yeah?
No whammies. Oh, isn't that what that show's called? Let's Make a Deal? Or
I think that's it. Yeah.
No, Let's Make a Deal doesn't have whammies. That's no whammies, no whammies. That's
luck.
Pressure luck.
Yeah. Elizabeth Banks. Oh, my God.
She
the host? I'm hard.
Yes.
Really? And smoking.
Where has she been for the last 20 years?
She just got out of the Hunger Games.
Oh, okay.
She is a hottie.
All right. I'll have to look at that. Did she take over that job from Kelce or Strahan or something like that? Because I don't remember. Or Jane Lynch? Like, Jane Lynch hosts every game show,
she
right?
She was on Weakest Link.
Jane Lynch is unbelievable.
She's the best.
I think she is just hysterical.
So funny.
I love her.
Yes.
Like, everything about her I love. She's awesome, man.
From the 9-1-3, they say Mahomes is playing the first quarter.
That's what they say, yeah.
He is playing in the first quarter.
Who's still falling for this ruse? Seriously. Can we stop this for just one quick second? Who's still falling for the ruse that Mahomes is playing the entire first quarter?
Stephen A.
40% chance he plays the entire first quarter of this game, right?
I want to say I was listening to Cody and Gold. They had Nate Taylor on. And he said anywhere from 6 to 8 plays.
Yeah.
Which is a drive.
A drive.
Yeah. So, yeah. One drive. See how it goes. Now, I will say if it's like a 3 and out, there is a chance you would see him come out for a second drive. But I don't know about that.
I think it's very slim because I do recall some 3 and outs, and then you thought you'd see him again, and then out trots, you know, Bobo Von Schlobo or whoever's playing backup quarterback, you know, for the team, and then that guy's out there for the rest of the way, and you're like, all right, I'm not interested in this. So, no, you watch the first series, I think, for me, you know, offensively and defensively. Okay, I've seen enough. Really, I honest to God, probably will turn it off when Josh Simmons exits the game. You know, and I don't know if that's going to be a quick experience for him out there in Arizona, or they're going to let him play a little bit longer. I have no idea what they're going to do and how they're going to play Josh Simmons in that game. But I do. I'm curious to see him and Ashton Gelati and Norman Lear. Like, all those three guys are the dudes that I want to see on Saturday. Really, the only three I care about seeing because they're the new guys, you know?
From the 9-1-3 from earlier, they say Mahomes is playing the first quarter. You said, what guys are still falling for that? 9-1-3 responded and said, apparently me. Have a Friday, dude. Have a Friday.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Like, it's like every year in sports, we wake up with amnesia. No matter what the sport is,
right,
we wake up like we had amnesia last year and didn't realize what went on. I don't think the Chiefs are any good, Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes is going to play the whole first quarter, one series. You know, like, it's rinse, repeat with all of this.
And no. I bet if the first series doesn't go five or six plays, like Nate Taylor's, you know, assuming, then yeah. I think they sit. I don't think they come out for a second
now, drive. What if the first drive goes nine plays? Do they yank him after eight and put in Cashew Minshew or whatever that guy's name is? I mean, are they going to do that?
Probably not.
People will lose their minds. Yeah. Can you imagine Chiefs fan pissed off on Saturday night like Binkley, 17 deep into a 30 rack of garage beer and nachos, and Patrick Mahomes gets pulled after eight plays and Minshew leads him to the touchdown on the ninth play? There's going to be hell to pay in Raytown, man.
Mac, what are you watching at on Saturday?
I mean, all the rookies, right? We keep talking about this rookie class. Yeah. I'm really excited. You mentioned the defensive line, but also that secondary. We haven't heard much about Noel Williams. You know, this corner depth. It's a story on every team, right? How many corners do you have? There's going to be injuries in the secondary. Is Noel Williams like another gem that Brett Veach has blessed us with at the cornerback position, right? McDuffie hasn't been paid, so I'm watching those sorts of things. And Jeffrey Bass has been one of my favorite guys from the rookie class, so at the linebacker position. So I'm watching that. But, yeah, I mean, I'll probably have it on, like you said, Dustman. I don't think I'm doing much Saturday night.
You'll watch the whole game.
I'll
watch the whole first half.
For sure. I'll be, like, locked 100%. In the first half. But then after that, I'll have it on. But if friends are over, like, it's just, you know.
Yeah, by the second half starts, I'll be walking Casey around. Wolf died and yes. just, you know, hanging out.
Yes, hanging out.
I think I'm going to watch left guard, and I'm going to watch anywhere Jalen Moore is.
Okay.
I want to see Jalen Moore, and I want to see that Kingsley Suamataia guy play left guard. I think Josh Simmons will obviously be the focus. I think we'll all be looking at
Trent Green. Here's Josh Simmons. This is a guy they drafted in the first round, and we'll get the backstory. He had a knee injury. Like, I'm sure there will be people watching the game who don't pay attention to the day-to-day Chiefs, you know, stuff, so they have to kind of reintroduce who a lot of these players are to us, you know?
Yeah.
From the 417, my wife said, Andy said the starters are going to play the whole first quarter. I told her they always say that and we'll see them play for one drive.
Yeah.
Somebody says Gottlieb is falling for it. Listen to a part of his show yesterday. He talked about it for a whole segment.
Oh, my God.
He just doesn't know.
Yeah. Why are you listening to Gottlieb? That's my big concern there. Not that Gottlieb said it. The fact that you're listening.
Well, maybe
you're seeking that guy out.
Maybe they were having a bad day and they wanted to hear something funny.
Okay.
Very good.
That's true. But, yeah. No, I want to see how Jalen Moore is. I want to see how they use the offensive line because I assume it will look like everything that you can see in the first drive will look like the depth chart. I'm also kind of interested to see how Pacheco looks.
Yeah, what's the burst like?
A lot of good reports from him.
How hungry does he look in a preseason game? Not that he has to prove anything, but coming off an injured season, going into a very important season for his career and his wallet, how does he look? How does Elijah Mitchell look if he plays? How does...
Right, he'll get some time.
How does...
Who's the kid from SMU, the running back?
Rashard Smith.
Yeah, a lot of love coming from him, yeah.
Right? Does Andy go out there and, you know, will we do what I always ask for? Will we see the play action worthy down the field? We get one play.
Yeah,
one play.
The Tyreek Hill play in Atlanta that year.
What would you like more? See an 8-9 play drive that is sophisticated and super awesome, and they go down the field, march down, score a touchdown, or first play of the game, play action, worthy deep, caught, touchdown.
That's all I want. I don't need an 8-9 play. And then everybody's out of the game, right? And then anybody that matters is out of the game.
Obviously won't do that because that's probably an ace in the hole they have that they don't want to expose early in the preseason, because the minute they show that, everybody in the league goes, put that on the bulletin board for the Chiefs.
Yeah, but they did that with Tyreek Hill, man. You know, like they didn't waste any time displaying that Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes combination in Atlanta that year. They went right after. Now, we all knew Mahomes wasn't going to play that year, so to Dusty's point, they could probably unleash that in the playbook, and everybody went, oh, this is what's coming this in a year, happening. Right? Yeah. And so you had to sit on that for a year. But no, I'm sure we'll see some stuff on offense in that first drive today or tomorrow that makes absolutely no sense. But again, to Dusty's point, they're putting stuff on tape, and when the Chiefs put stuff on tape, you got to prepare for that. So they spend a lot of time wasting your time with stuff to prepare for. So we may see some weird stuff that we've never seen before and go, what are they doing that for? They're just putting it on tape. So Joe Schmo for the Chargers, they got to prepare for something that's never going to be used, but they better prepare for it because the Chiefs showed it to you in the preseason.
How many snaps over under Sky Moore plays?
I think he's probably going to play a lot.
Yeah, and he'll get a lot of the second half.
Yeah, but I think, I mean, he may get some of the first half, too. You know, he may get, because you've got Hollywood Brown injured and Rashee Rice injured. They're not playing in that game. So now you've got, you know.
Juju?
Do you need to see Juju in a preseason game? I don't.
I don't need to see Patrick Mahomes or Travis Kelce in a preseason game, and they're playing. So, Juju's going to play.
Yeah, he'll
play that first drive.
They'll all play, but, like, how much do you need to see I feel like, and I've always felt this way, if you play a lot in the preseason, odds are you ain't making the team. So if Sky Moore's playing a lot, they're showcasing him and, you know, whatnot. So
we're looking at Jalen Royals. We're looking at
fun. Yes.
We're looking at Remigio.
Excited about him. Yeah,
let's see how he looks back in that return game. And then from the 913, I'm excited to see.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Dave Tube.
Tube. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dave Tube and the new special teams and the kickoff rule. That was the other eye-opening thing last night, watching the preseason game going, oh, that's right, this kickoff rule is still
here.
The
first thing I thought of, too. I was like, oh,
I saw that red box on the screen of the Baltimore game. I'm like, damn, I forgot about the kickoff rule.
Damn it.
Somebody says, I'm not watching it. I'm going to go to the Missouri State Fair. Blues Travelers playing.
Oh, that's awesome, yeah.
Is that in Sedalia?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome if it was closer and not in Sedalia.
But that's how you know you're getting at the end of the rope. You're doing state fairs. Next is the casino ballroom in Topeka.
That's right. Hey, don't forget today, Cody and Cole plus a drive with Binkley and Rob. They'll be broadcasting live from the Sportsbook inside Hollywood Casino today. They'll be registering fans to win a signed Charles Minnie football plus a pair of tickets to see the Chiefs. And this is our Colts. Be sure to follow Hollywood Casino on Facebook. If you didn't yesterday, I'm sorry. You had to do it yesterday on Instagram, Facebook, and X. Because today you have an opportunity every hour from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. to win $100 Penn cash. So good luck to all of you that entered. Coming up on the other side, we talk about what Mitch Holtis had to say yesterday about the Kelce expectations. Mac and I tried to tell you. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Don't think, just do. Piss me off.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
On 96.5 The Fan, happy Red Friday, the first one of the year. Pre-Red Friday, preseason Red Friday, Red Rocket Friday. That's not
No, you're not a dog. But I'm sure there are a lot of folks are taking tonight's game or tomorrow night's game very seriously.
And that's okay.
Right?
Like different Jay folks, Binkley, different strokes.
Right? Yeah, you do you, man. Like if you're sitting there like Jeff Schwartz and breaking down plays on Twitter last night.
Geek.
I mean, seriously, like, come on, man. Like, sorry, Mitch. Like your brother's out there breaking down preseason game film last night.
Telling you that Anthony Richardson doesn't know that the blitz is coming in a zero shell
pocket. Clearly didn't know the blitz was coming last night. That dude got wrecked. I mean, that play alone should tell you right then and there, that guy's not an NFL quarterback. How do you not see that coming off the edge like that?
A player somebody's watching from the 816, Tyquan Thornton.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, a lot of people like him right now, too. They like his hands a lot from what I've been told up there. So they think he's a pretty good wide receiver. And really, Pacheco, too. They love what they're seeing out of Isaiah Pacheco. And quite frankly, Isaiah Pacheco needs to have a pretty good year if he wants somebody to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
He does.
And I say somebody because I don't think it's going to be here. But he needs to have a good year going into free agency. It's a big year for Isaiah. I hope he crushes it this year.
Me too.
And we're sitting here at the end of the year going, should we sign him? And I'll tell you, right, no. Well, we do not want to get carried away and spend that money on a running back, which is fine. That's the life cycle in this league, especially for a seventh round pick. You've gotten more out of Isaiah Pacheco than you could have ever bargained for.
From the 417, Sky Moore needs to have his ass out there to be getting his trade stock up.
Yeah. And Sky Moore could be one of those guys.
Quarterback-wise?
You see at the end of training camp, you get a sixth or seventh round draft pick for Sky Moore. I mean, that's the type of move that you see at the end of the year. We're at the end of the year. At the end of training camp where all of a sudden it's that Monday, you know, or that Sunday before Labor Day and all the roster moves are flying around and the Chiefs have traded Sky Moore to the Cowboys for a conditional seventh round draft pick or, you know, whatever the case may be, and we say see you later to Sky Moore, and he moves on, we get a draft pick, and Brett Veach drafts the next Isaiah Pacheco, right? Like whoever they get for that pick, whatever round it is, know it's going to be good because Brett Veach is going to go out there and nail that pick. So that's what they'll end up doing with Sky Moore. We've seen that act already, you know, as well, where you have somebody on the roster and then they trade him at the end of training camp and you get a draft pick back in return. That's how I feel like it's going to go with Sky Moore. Being a second round pick, I don't think you want to cut him per se, but you would have no problem trading a guy like Sky Moore.
There was preseason games last night. Colts, Ravens. Ravens win 24-16. Philadelphia, Cincinnati played. Philadelphia won 34-27. Raiders and Seahawks played. That game ended 23-23.
Yeah, I didn't get to. I need to see some of the. Was there anything notable from Raiders Seahawks?
I did not make it to the kickoff.
Geno Smith had three attempts for one completion for 15 yards. Okay. Ashton Gentry's a bust. He had three carries for -1.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be doing that. Yeah, you got to go out there and dominate. That Shipley guy shredded the Bengals defense. If you need to get some offensive stats, play the Bengals this year, man. You can pad your stats against that clown show.
My best friend, Drew Locke, played. He had 12 of 22, 147, a touchdown. Guy's a stud.
12 of 22, baby.
Never got a chance, dude. Got a cannon. Lease on its own. Represent. But no, I thought Mitch Holtis said something yesterday that Mac and I have tried to tell you guys all year about Travis Kelce. And this was what Mitch had to say, the strategic with playing Travis Kelce this year in 2025.
He's talking, it's not load management like the NBA sees it, but he did say strategic. He said, I was very strategic in my workout this offseason, and I'm going to be strategic in the way I approach this season. Now, I told you, 11,220 snaps. I mean, the fact that we've had all these extra playoff games, and these are hard. This is like high-leverage pitches in baseball. But he's trying to work, and Noah Gray's been good, but at some point, either by formation or by just pulling him out some, like, hey, this is the time we can buy Kels maybe 4 or 5 snaps instead of grinding him into the ground. Now, this would be easier said than done because, you know, hey, we're going to give him 50 snaps this game, and Mahomes is screaming, where's Kels? Where's Kels? And all of a sudden he plays 74 snaps. That's the kind of the way it works. But at least Kels says he's going to be strategic in the way he approaches this season.
So, early on in the year, if you missed it, Mac and I had both kind of had the take that I don't need to see Travis Kelce have 1,000 yards this year. I don't need to see Travis Kelce have 900 yards this year. I would be perfectly fine if he was somewhere between 700 and 800 yards receiving this year. That's a solid year.
That's a great year.
Not your typical Kelce year, but we are now 33 years old for Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably not your number one target. I would assume if Rashee Rice misses the first 4 games, he'd have an uptick in his offensive production. But I'm really excited to see the strategic part of it because I think that part of it is when they get inside the red area. That's where Travis Kelce will excel. That's where he will become this, you know, maybe if he has a really good red zone season, that's where you might see him come back another year where he's like, all right, I've only got to play like 75% of the time and I can just really exploit defenses inside the red zone and really kind of take advantage there. That's where I want to see Travis Kelce's game. You know, you see it in basketball all the time. Guy gets older, stops kind of playing low on the block, just goes in there, plays 20 to 28 minutes and gets 15 to 20 points. Whereas maybe the previous 10 years, they were playing 38 minutes and they were getting 33 points. Don't need to see that anymore. That's not where his career is, but his career can still be very dominant with those numbers inside that zone.
And that's why I'm going to tell you guys both to stay off the text line and Twitter when Travis Kelce has 3 catches for 25 yards and people are saying Travis Kelce, and stay off the afternoon show when they're telling you that Travis Kelce is washed, because he's not washed. This is all a strategic plan. For years, I've been telling people the regular season is meaningless for the Kansas City Chiefs. It does not matter. One point in time, Spectre got mad at me. I can't believe you would say the regular season doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They only care about the playoffs, right? They are. Now, does the regular season matter for Cincinnati? Yeah, it matters for Buffalo. Some of these other teams it matters for. The Chiefs, but probably Buffalo is a bad example, but like for the Jets, the Giants, the Panthers, the Colts, you know, these moribund franchises, like you've got to have success in the regular season to show you're moving forward. The Chiefs don't need the success in the regular season. They just need to do enough to get to the playoffs because that's what matters to them. The only thing that matters is winning the Lombardi. And if you stub your toe in the regular season or you have a bad regular season game, they don't care about that. They do not care about that at all because it's a way to get better. Okay, fine, that didn't work. Let's try something different and not make these mistakes in January and February when they mattered the most. And I think the evidence has been pretty clear. This team is pretty good once January and February rolls around. And so, yeah, I would expect all of these guys that are these high leverage players like a Rashee Rice even and an Xavier Worthy, even Isaiah Pacheco, like you're going to see a lot of load management on the field this year, as you should see a lot of load management on the field this year, because we've had a lot of injuries at those key positions over the last couple of years, and they want to make sure that they're preserved and everybody's healthy. And when they play the Eagles again in the Super Bowl this year, that we have a full complement of weapons so we can go out there and beat that ass, right? Yeah. So the regular season is irrelevant. You can't look at the regular season for the Kansas City Chiefs and get too high and too low. Now, if they're 6-10, that's a different conversation. We don't expect them to be at that point in time. We expect them to be in the playoffs. We expect them to be there at the end of the year holding that Lombardi trophy or the Lamar Hunt trophy. So what happens during the regular season is all preparation to get to January and February. Everything they do is about how is this going to work in the playoffs? How is this going to be successful in the postseason? How are we going to win another Super Bowl? Mm. And if we have to take a lump during the regular season and Travis has a couple of bad low number games, so what? It's not the end of the world. That's not the end goal here, right?
No, definitely not. Yesterday, if you missed it, Andy Reid was on the show talking about a few things, whether it came to Travis Kelce, the dynasty, the what?
You mentioned, the dynasty era. So when does the dynasty era start for you with Travis Kelce? Is it when Mahomes took over as the quarterback?
Yeah, well, listen, you had a pretty good thing going with Alex, too. So I would tell you that between those two guys, he's been so productive, but he's had huge plays.
So kind of split into two. I don't think there was a dynasty with Alex Smith, no. But I've always used the analogy of Moses, right? Like Moses never got to the promised land, but he told the people it was there. You just got to follow this journey. Eventually you will get there. I may not be here for it. Alex Smith led this team to where it is today. Prepped Mahomes when he was a rookie. Mahomes steps in. The dynasty begins, mm-hmm. right? Losing the AFC Championship game, win a Super Bowl, losing a Super Bowl, losing the AFC Championship game, Super Bowl, lose Super Bowl, right? Like, it's been a great run for the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
Unprecedented.
And, some people would say that, man, it's been good. You've been playing with house money. Normally NFL dynasties don't last this long. That person is Colin Cowherd.
I do not think Kansas City, the dynasty part is over. They may win a Super Bowl, but I think their division's too good to be a dynasty. And I'll give you an example. When Nick Saban was at Alabama, LSU couldn't get the right coach. Auburn couldn't get the right coach. Ole Miss couldn't get the right coach for most of it. Tennessee couldn't get the right coach. And he dominated. But then Georgia got Kirby Smart. And then Texas came in with Sark. And Nick Saban didn't look as dominating. Same thing happened to Urban at Florida when Nick Saban came in. Yeah, Urban Meyer was dominating. And then Nick Saban went to a great program, and then Urban wasn't dominating. And if you look at LeBron's dominance for 8, 9, 10 years in the Eastern Conference, he had to beat the Raptors and the Pacers. He would go into the other conference, he didn't have the same luck when you're facing the Warriors, right? Same with Tom Brady. Brady's great. But one of the things that was never spoken about, the Colts used to be in the Patriots division, then they left. And, he got home field advantage almost every year. Anytime he had to go to Denver, he would lose. He would struggle in Denver. Brady, the greatest ever. Uh-oh, Denver. It wasn't the same.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
You heard Cowherd. Dynasty over. The division's just too good. One word.
Well, it's fiction because all the examples Chicken. That he cited are false. Play the beginning of that again, please.
Yeah.
I do not think Kansas City, the dynasty part is over.
Fine. Keep going.
Oh, sorry.
I do not think Kansas City, the dynasty part is over. They may win a Super Bowl, but I think their division's too good to be a dynasty. And I'll give you an example. When Nick Saban was at Alabama,
okay,
LSU couldn't get the right coach.
Stop. When Nick Saban was at Alabama, the years that he was at Alabama, he said LSU couldn't get the right coach. He was at Alabama from 07 to 23, LSU won two national championships in that time.
Yeah.
Continue on, please.
It's already gone.
It's already gone. He talked about when Sark came into the SEC. Last year was Texas's first year SEC. He's never coached against Sark in the SEC. So all of the stuff that Colin was citing is factually incorrect. Can we hear some more about the SEC and how it was a shell of itself or whatever he wanted to say?
But then Georgia got Kirby Smart, and then Texas came in with Sark, and Nick Saban didn't look as dominating.
Yeah.
Same thing happened to Urban at Florida when Nick Saban came in.
Okay.
Yeah. Urban Meyer was dominating, and then Nick Saban went to a great program, and then Urban wasn't dominating.
Okay, Florida won the national championship in 2008, though,
yeah,
when Nick Saban was at Alabama.
And if you look at LeBron's dominance for 8, 9, 10 years in the Eastern Conference, he had to beat the Raptors and the Pacers.
He dismantled the Celtics dynasty. I mean, the reason the Celtics broke up was LeBron James.
I appreciate a take, but at least have your facts right. That was just a factual dumpster by Colin Cowherd. Like, literally every fact that he cited and every example that he cited, because you can do that when you're a national talk show host. It's just low-hanging fruit. Just say stuff, and people will say, well, you said it. It must be right. And then you start combing through that, and you start looking at the facts in that, and Colin Cowherd is factually wrong about why the Chiefs dynasty is going to end. Everything he cited is incorrect.
My one word would be patience, Colin. Patience. It's not over. Andy Reid's still there, Mac?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Brett Veach still the general manager?
Yes, sir.
Clark Hunt still the owner?
Hell yeah.
Patrick Mahomes still playing quarterback?
Damn right.
Travis Kelce still there?
Thank God.
Okay. Patience. So I'm going to name my daughter.
I like it.
I'm going to name her Patience Marie Likens.
That's beautiful.
PML.
Yeah, also he said they can win another Super Bowl, but the dynasties. I'm like, wait, so we can... So
somebody
confused.
Went off script.
Yeah, a little bit there.
I mean, like, seriously,
J-Max news
with him and Stephen A. Smith yesterday.
Seriously,
this is why, and I hate this for me because I take it personal. This is why our industry has a bad name. Stephen A. Smith and Colin Cowherd, yep, with those bizarre, wrong, bad, factually incorrect takes. BBL stinky.
All right. Let's get that stinkiness out of here. Mahomes talked
about
smelling
salts. 40% chance.
Talked about smelling salts yesterday. They're not going to be banned. This is what he had to say about smelling salts being back.
I'm not a big smelling salt guy. I'm not really hitting people, though. And so I know guys are, like, people do use those, not for bad reasons, to get themselves ready to go. And so I know we can bring them, but they can't provide them. I don't know how that works. But I'm sure we'll figure out a way to get the smelling salts out there. I mean, it's a vital part of the football game.
The smelling salts a vital part of the football game. I told you guys this 48 hours ago. Nobody's talking about smelling salts. All of a sudden, every guy in America, on the radio, off the radio, dudes in sales, guys like that, everybody's an expert on the smelling salting. Can you believe about the smelling salts? Everybody was talking about it.
Exactly.
That's a great analogy to use. For 1 week, everybody's talking about something they never heard of a week prior, right?
Yep.
And
yep,
everybody had a take on these smelling salts.
I think his name was Terrell Pryor.
Yes, it was. But it's crazy to me to see how many people became an expert overnight on something they didn't know existed 20 minutes prior. But I told you from my experience, oh, yeah, these guys use the hell out of these smelling salts. Now, Patrick's saying, I don't know how that's going to work. They can't supply them. We can bring our own. You bring your own.
You go to CVS and you buy a big
pack. I looked on Amazon. You can buy those things right on Amazon. Somebody in the NFL did tweet, well, I just bought 1,000 smelling salts on Amazon. I forget who it was, but I was laughing.
That should be our next Instagram video with Kramer. He should buy smelling salts, and we should all do it and see what our reaction is.
Legal will get involved with that, I'm sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
My one word is Amazon. Who has Thursday Night Football?
Amazon.
The NFL's not supplying smelling salts? Where are they going to get them?
They're going to go to Amazon. Yeah.
Thank you.
Where do you go for everything, right?
Yeah.
Target.
One word, Bezos. Caleb Williams, he acknowledged the target practice video that went viral yesterday when they asked him about it, him missing all these targets. This is Caleb Williams.
There's this video. and I think
that's
some
hilarious.
Yeah, some national places, I think.
They blew it up, and it is what it is.
What happened in the video?
Yeah, so it's a quick deliver drill. So you catch it, you know, you're not, you know, trying to get the laces or anything. It's not like you're going through reads, and it's just catch, deliver, and try and deliver to the bottom left corner. And we're trying to aim as if it's a screen, and so. It's a competition between us and the guys, and so how fast you can get it out, how accurate you can get it out, and they just so happened to blow that one up and not any other one. So it's a fun drill. to work on, you know, accuracy, not using the laces, and also just being, you know, getting your feet up under you and working those throws. So.
So when people say it's some indication of what's happening to you at camp, what do you, I mean, say about that?
I just laugh at it. It's, you know, I look at them and I laugh at them, as always.
Laughing off the haters is Caleb Williams. One word.
I think that's real. And the reason I say that is, God, I wish everybody was like that, right? Like, this is the time of year where guys like Caleb Williams, quarterbacks, they're getting run down in this league,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, man.
If you come out and that's the way you are at your press conference, go, yeah, I really stunk, owning it, kind of mocking it, having fun with it, not, you know, being defensive, which most of these athletes are when they get questioned by the media, very defensive, no reason to be that way. Caleb Williams embraced it. Actually kind of like Caleb Williams now because of that.
There we go. Wow.
Not, I don't think he's going to be any good, but like now I'm kind of rooting for the guy because he was open. He was honest. It wasn't a cliche. It wasn't defensive. He didn't get mad at the reporters like it was their fault for the questioning. Yeah. He just accepted what it was. And I love that, man. I love that.
Maturity is what I would say it is. Understanding who you are. You're probably the most targeted quarterback in the NFL. Due to the reasons that is the NFL, you play the most important position in sports. You were a first overall pick. You went to USC. You have all your stuff off the field that people seem to, you know, magnify a little bit more than others. And I thought that was great. That was humbling. That was funny. It was maturity. Mm-hmm. You're kind of leaning because the guy goes, so there's this video. And everybody in the press room was like, well, I don't want to ask it. Somebody did. And they all laughed. And then Caleb Williams kind of leaned into it. I think it's fine.
Yeah. I love it.
By the way, did you see the video yesterday from Chiefs camp where they put him in like a blindfold and spun him around? They started with Matt Nagy, and then they went to like the backup quarterback coach or whatever, and he turned around and aimed at all the quarterbacks and all the players. They all hit the deck.
Oh, no, I missed that one. That's really good.
Oh, it's great. So it's great. Fantastic.
I saw the same type of video actually yesterday with like Cubs catchers in spring training where they would spin them around and throw a ball in the air and then say, go find
it.
That's
great. I love that.
Yeah, hey, it is what it is, right? It's a fun drill to kind of get your bearings and whatnot. So I'm interested to see that Chiefs one now. But, you know, Caleb Williams, and that right there is proof again why we don't need the media covering training camp, because they put out false narratives. They really do. Like, where's all the good stuff? Maybe there isn't, but I mean, where's all the good stuff about Caleb Williams? As he said, they chose that video to put out there. And I go back to J.J. Watt at the beginning of training camp. These dorks that are sitting around tracking practice and all this kind of stuff. Where are you going to learn from? Mistakes or doing everything easy? You're going to learn so much from making mistakes.
Last one, one word. Royals weekend got 3 against the Twins.
3 is my word, because if you don't win 3, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
It's the Minnesota Twins. They quit life. You got to go take 3 from them.
My one word is advantage. You should have the advantage in the first 2 games and probably the third. You got Seth Lugo tonight, Noah Cameron tomorrow. You got Salvador Perez playing at Target Field where he rakes again, plus 425 on DraftKings for Salvador Perez at a home run. That will be my bet today. You can follow it if you'd like. But, you know, advantage. You have the advantage. You're playing a less superior team than you. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. 3 out of 3 is perfect. But advantage would be my one word for those Kansas City Royals. Coming up on the other side, we have the out of left field question. My question is, what is your everyday vice? Because in the NFL, it's clearly smelling salt. So what is your everyday vice? 913-586-7965. That's the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Get in the know with Jay Southland Tow. What is your everyday vice? Here on 96.5 The Fan, we dive into that next.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Right back into it here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Do not forget, hard to, because it's the first preseason game, but it is here tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Cardinals Chiefs, 96.5 The Fan. Vern will be on 610 AM, The Fan, at 5 o'clock with his on deck show. His on deck show starts tonight as a 3-game series for the Royals, starts tonight in Minnesota. That will be at 6 o'clock on Vern's on deck show. And then Mac Morey's fantasy football show starts Sunday at 9 AM. So you're locked in football all weekend. It's here, whether you like it or not.
Today is
the first Red Friday of the year. But as we do every Friday at this time, it's the out of left field question, baby.
So smelling salts are apparently a vice for many in the NFL. Every game, every day.
All the time.
Right? So I asked the text line, what is your everyday vice? 913-586-795. Bob?
I don't know that I truly have a vice. I would have said maybe coffee or tea or something like that. But, I mean, as you know, I haven't been drinking that as much lately. Maybe club soda at night. I like to have a couple of those. You know, the coconut pineapple bubbly is a very nice thing.
Ooh, or, nice.
You know, regular water. But I'm very fortunate that I don't have. I mean, I know what kind of personality I have. So if I picked up something, it would be a vice, which is why I stay away from a lot of stuff. But I don't think that I really truly have that one vice that I have to have every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Except the love of my wife.
Well done. Mac, beautiful. You got an everyday vice?
Soda.
No.
I don't do it every day, but every day I want to have one, and a lot of the time I cave. And when we go to a restaurant, or when we, like, I picked up Noodles and Company last night. When I got there, didn't order a drink, and I was like, yeah. She was like, you want a drink? I was like, yeah, I'll get a drink. And then I got, you know, Vanilla
Pepper.
Coke, actually, because they had a freestyle, so I had Vanilla Coke. But I was just like,
what are you,
yeah,
nine?
I need to do this. Vanilla Coke?
No, you said the freestyle machine.
Yeah, the freestyle. Freestyle.
Is that what they have at, like, Five Guys?
Yes.
Where you go push a button and you can add just whatever.
Yeah.
Those are amazing.
Yeah, those are sick.
They're fun, but you don't need to settle in for 5 hours and utilize that machine like some are known to do. So that would be, I guess, iced tea. I mean, I always go out to, I always get an iced tea.
Iced tea, yeah.
You know, I always feel bad not ordering a drink. Like, I feel like a cheapskate if I just say water. But most of the time, I don't want a drink. I'm not a drinker during the week, and I don't want really much caffeine later in the day, obviously, but I'll always order an iced tea.
Yeah, I'm good with caffeine. It's not the, yeah, I don't know, the soda taste is, but yeah, I'm good on caffeine, luckily, for now. Fingers crossed.
That's
what
good.
About you?
What's that?
What about you?
Paige Peranik. No, I'm kidding. Unfortunately, it's probably like Velos.
Gotcha, yep.
Gotta get that buzz every day. Stop at Quick Trip probably every 2 days.
Was it ever a Zen, or was it always?
It was.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Velos are cheaper, and they hit a little bit harder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so unfortunately, that's where I'm at. Stay away from them, kids.
I get it. My brother's similar.
Yep. Yeah. That or it's coffee or tea. One of the two. Like right now, it's tea. Peach, mango, green tea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's good, though, dude.
Yeah, the Snapple peach iced tea is probably advice for me. The diet, the sugar-free, you know. Man, that stuff is
so
unbelievable.
Good.
It's so good.
I
and
love
then
Snapple.
You mix it with vodka, and it's, I mean, like, you Maloney don't even know you're drinking. No, I taught myself. I think I probably taught Maloney that. You
Maloney
know,
mixes vodka with Surfside.
Maloney
That's
mixes.
A bullet, dude.
Let me tell you something about Maloney. Maloney mixes vodka with vodka. He's yeah. like, I got some Grey Goose, and I got some Tito's. We'll combine them into one. It's called a double vodka.
It's kinda, locked up. He's thick.
It's called a Tito Goose. from the text line, Velos as well, from the 620, from the 573, a McDonald's breakfast burrito with hot sauce, baby.
Oh, every day you're getting that, huh? That does sound pretty good, actually.
From the 913, Diet Dr. Pepper and a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh, my God.
That sounds awesome.
I had a sip of Dr. Pepper the other day for the first time, and I don't know how long.
What'd
it was
you
just,
think?
It's good. No, it's good. I like it. Like, there's a reason why I don't drink it every day, because I would drink a lot of that kind of stuff, you know? But no, Dr. Pepper is beautiful.
So good.
From the A16, my PS5, my wife and dogs get home after a long day at work and enjoy what I have. It could be a whole hell of a lot worse.
Yes, it could
Love
be.
It. Yeah,
good
you,
that's good, man.
From the 316, Zen/Velo. From the A16, Diet Dr. Pepper, weed, and pork in your mom. From the 913, every day starts with a 5-hour energy and a bottle of tangerine.
Tangerine.
What's tangerine?
Kratom, K-A-R-A-T-O-M. Oh. Is that bad?
That K-A-T-O, Kat-Rom, I think. That's how I've always pronounced it. You pronounce words a certain way in your head. I've always thought that was Kat-Rom. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. What
or
is
what
that?
Is that?
I believe that's a drug of some sort.
Oh, good. Okay. everyday vice. It's called Black Rifle, just black coffee and water.
Yeah, I've heard about that Black Rifle stuff. Is that good coffee?
Damn.
Because I've seen that on X, formerly Twitter. You know, they send you the ads and whatnot. I've seen that Black Rifle a lot of places, and I'm always like, I don't know, man. That seems, like, intense. But I do like dark coffee. Like, I'll always get the boldest, you know, blend that they have. And I don't put anything in it. I drink it black. So maybe that's right up my alley. I don't know.
From the 712, Cinderblock IPA in Copenhagen. Bink and I get along.
Boom.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
From the 816, nicotine. From the 913, nicotine and beer. Somebody says from the 816, I need my Red Bull every morning. The Orange Mountain Dew Kickstart drink. That's clean.
That was an everyday.
Yeah, he had those kickstarts
every
morning.
Yeah. Which, I mean, he needs.
I do remember that, yeah.
Someone says, mine is a white monster. I used to be addicted to those.
I wonder how many kickstarts Kling's had in the last year. Probably zero.
That'd be cool, yeah.
I mean, the way he looks, it looks like he got rid of them.
Yeah.
Mine's a BBL Stinky.
Okay. BBL Stinky.
913 Miller Lite. It's not a problem. It's a solution.
That's good.
From the 660, social media / doom scrolling.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's
is that a vice, or are we just all bored individuals?
I think it's a vice. Somebody says, yeah. My daily Flintstone vitamin.
I love it.
Drew Nixon texts in, a large Coke from McDonald's every day, sometimes maybe three or four of them.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
From the 816, Doritos Cool Ranch Pretzels.
Oh, those are...
I haven't seen those.
Whoa. I've been telling you about them for weeks
now.
Yeah,
that's what you said, is that right? Yeah, that's what it was.
I just haven't seen them in the wild.
Yeah, I need to see them out in the wild.
They also said beer. You guys are my everyday vice. I started listening to you more than a year ago when I had prostate cancer, and all my trips back and forth for 80 miles.
Wow.
And listening to you guys made my cancer treatment a lot better, and I called in and told you that you were very gracious. Love you guys. Keep up the great work.
Well, thank you, man. And
keep fighting the fight, baby.
Yeah, keep going.
My vice is pop. Soda or pop?
Soda. I hate the term pop.
Yeah, pop.
It's so awful.
Soda. Zones are better than velo. Interesting. Bourbon. Stressful daily work life.
There you go.
Booze. The hard stuff. Now.
913 says, couple of beers and a little bump. That's a good one.
Shane Gillis is listening. Yeah. That's awesome.
I would do Twizzlers, too, but I don't buy them every day. But if they were around, I'd eat them all the time. And the licorice guy down at the Lake of the Ozarks, I mean, that stuff is unbelievable.
Yeah, you're pretty disciplined with a lot of that stuff. You do a good job with that.
I just don't buy any of it.
Somebody says, caffeine, nicotine, and 96.5 The Fan.
That's good.
Mine is 96.5 The Fan. I got to have it every day at work. Otherwise, I will go insane.
Good.
Woo.
Coffee and 12-leg parlays.
I feel you, man.
12-legger.
From the 816, nose nachos and nicotine.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, that's one way to do it. Cucumber, vodka, and Gatorade Zero Lemon Lime. Try it. It's the best thing ever. Plus, you don't get hangover because you're hydrating while drinking. Zero sugar Dr. Pepper. So good. Mine is my Penn Griffey Jr. So Max typed into the show.
Yep.
From the 785, Casey's Breakfast Pizza. It's always what you need.
If you're eating that every day, though, man.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Your arteries have got to be filled. But that breakfast pizza, Casey's, I mean, I don't know that I've ever had a better breakfast pizza in my entire life. That stuff is fire.
Yeah, it's the best.
From the 913, my wife's vice of $15 loaded teas will drain our bank account. from the 816, banana chips and burnt peanuts. Interesting.
That's a decent vice, though. It's not bad.
It's not. It's but interesting. How did you find that vice?
I mean, maybe you had to go to a lower calorie sort of snack.
Maybe.
And I mean, I know some people that eat almonds every day.
Oh yeah. I used to count them out back in the day. 22 almonds was like one serving, and you can count them out and that was that.
From the 816.
The wasabi almonds are awesome.
Those are good. Okay. Those are good.
Ooh, fantastic.
Just the perfect amount of kick.
Yep.
From the 816, mine is a 5-hour energy shot and Camel cigarettes.
Filtered or unfiltered?
Hopefully filtered.
Do people still smoke unfiltered cigarettes?
Why not?
Well, because it's disgusting.
Because it's gross. Why not? Every reason?
I remember this guy smoked unfiltered cigarettes and worked at the grocery store with me, too.
Oh, God.
I feel attacked by this from the 785. Got to check the sports card section every day at Target. From the 620.
You at Target every day?
Nah, I'm there every Tuesday, though. From the 620, Celsius Sherbert Slush Favor.
Oh, I haven't had that one.
And the High Noon flavor?
Yeah, the High Noon flavor of Celsius.
Rex Ryan has chimed in from the 720, My Wife's Feet.
I like that.
From the 785, Quick Trips Biscuits and Gravy. Bob's out on that.
Yeah, they got biscuits and gravy in the kitchen? You can order?
Yeah, okay. I've had it. It's okay.
Solid?
Okay. It's okay. somebody says, can't believe you actually read that. Well, send it in. I'm like Ron Burgundy. San Diego, a whale's vagina.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Biscuits and gravy from Quick Trip, biscuits and gravy from McDonald's. Lean towards McDonald's.
McDonald's, okay. Yeah.
Today's our McDonald's or Chick-fil-A day, Mac.
Today's also National Whataburger Day.
Is it really?
Yeah. They created the holiday in 2023. Did Whataburger.
That is the out of left field question. Coming up, we get to left field, center field, right field, and all the positions that are important tonight for this Royals series against the Twins. Bob wants three. I'm going to try to cool that down a little bit, but I don't think I'm going to have any luck. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for the Kansas City Royals.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.